I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
2 minutes after 3 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. A programming note. Later on tonight, the Yankees play a little bit earlier than normal. 6:40 to be exact. So figure normal game length, 2 hours and 40 minutes, give or take. Post-game, I should be on around 10 o'clock, which means as soon as the Knicks take a 3-0 series lead, I will be the first voice you hear, the first one on this radio station. And then I got you till 2 a.m. I'm also being told by our YouTube people that I will be on YouTube following a little bit of a post-game YouTube show by Craig and Big Mac. That's what the YouTube people tell me. If that's not accurate, go tell the YouTube people. But that's what I have a lot of people around here. My YouTube people usually give me accurate information. And this is what my YouTube people are telling me. We were on YouTube after hours for the first time after game one. It was a smashing success, I'm being told by my YouTube people. So we decided we're going to run it back, and we're going to run it back in game four as well, which is setting up to be a very special night here in New York City and a very special week here in New York City. I think this series is over. I think it's a wrap. I think it's a sweep. I think it's going to be glorious over the next couple days and a parade on Friday, I guess weather permitting, because you don't want to have a parade if the weather's going to be crappy. So in that case, as much as I'd love for it to be on Saturday, I think there's a million reasons why it won't be, which means Monday for the parade. But let's hold out hope that the weather holds up and this city wants to have it on a Friday, because that will be an all-time party. In a city known for its partying, a Knick parade, first championship in 53 years for the Knicks, generations of Knick fans waiting for this moment for so long, that party will be unlike anything we've ever seen here in a place that is just, it's the one place in the world at 4 a.m. I can buy a slice of pizza and a Cadillac. That's New York City in a nutshell. It truly never sleeps. Now, as far as MVP, I believe Karl Anthony Towns is the MVP of this series through two games. I understand Jalen and his clutchness in both game one and to a degree in game two. You know, he didn't make both free throws. He did miss a shot, but he did technically have the free throw that ultimately gave them the one-point lead. But if it wasn't for Karl Anthony Towns, the Knicks would not have been in a situation, Jalen Brunson would not have been in that situation late in game one to be Mariano Rivera-like, to be that closer, to be that clutch player, to be Captain Clutch, to be the guy that Jalen Brunson is better than anybody in this sport, which is the most clutch player in the league. But Karl Anthony Towns set the stage for JB. Cat was pivotal, not only his offense, not only his rebounding, but most importantly, his defense on Wemby, which has been awesome in this series. So the two-way play of Karl Anthony Towns and just his energy, finally, the cat becoming the dog. Karl Anthony Towns has been phenomenal, really, throughout this playoff run. And now in his crowning moment, his crowning achievement, I believe he's on his way to a Finals MVP, and I'm rooting for him. And the reason I'm rooting for him is because Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. Aaron Judge was the king of New York. And we had a vote here at WFAN. And I believe the voting ended and we tallied up all the votes and we gave out the results of those votes at last year's Fanatics Fest, if memory serves me correct. And we're coming up next month on the next Fanatics Fest. I'm pretty sure that's when the results were given out. But it was all the hosts here at WFAN. And Aaron Judge, pains me to say this, at the time it certainly did, that Judge won in a landslide. I voted for Brunson, but I was one of a few that did. Judge won easy. And he was officially crowned King of New York. Officially here by the WFAN on-air staff. There's not going to be a revote. Because once the Knicks finish off this sweep, Jalen Brunson, hands down, not even a question, not even a debate, not even an argument, will be the king of New York. When you are the guy to turn this franchise around, when you are the superstar, the leader, the guy that got this team a chip, a ring, a parade, this fan base, everybody involved, we got this moment because of Brunson coming here and being that guy that we've all been looking for years and years and years, that superstar. Even though he wasn't one at the time, he blossomed into it. And Brunson's approval rating has always been 100%. You know, the honeymoon is still going with Jalen Brunson. He's always complimented, never criticized. And when he wins a championship, he will, at least in my list, be the third greatest Knick of all time. And has an opportunity to become the greatest. Jalen Brunson's legacy and legend and aura will always be in the highest of rankings in this city. But Karl Anthony Towns, local guy, brought in as the second star to go along with Brunson, it's been anything but for him. Cat has received nothing but criticisms. Low basketball IQ, he's soft, he's never going to win, especially in a town and in a city and in a place like New York. He's never going to be able to handle Madison Square Garden and all the pressure. Bad body language. He's not that guy. For Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP, would be such an amazing accomplishment individually for him. You know, whether it's Shaq, whether it's Barkley, look, there's a long list of doubters. And at times, fair. I've questioned his basketball IQ. I've questioned his toughness. Certainly in his previous stop, that's for sure. Because Karl Anthony Towns always had the talent, but there's a lot of things that would just drive you nuts about him as a player. But you always knew the talent was right there with anybody else, especially at his size, in the history of the sport in terms of shooting a basketball, that's for sure. But for Cat to have this moment, like Brunson's going to have his moments. He's already had a million. He's going to have a million more. He's always going to be remembered. He's going to go down as, I mean, at this pace, one of the all-time greats to ever play a sport here in this city. But for Karl Anthony Towns to have this on his resume, to have this as part of his legacy, after all he's kind of been through and gone through as a member of the Knicks, and really throughout his career, starting with Minnesota and now here in New York, for there to be Giannis chatter, and Cat always kind of felt like, it's not going to happen with Cat. They got to move on from Cat. For Cat to have this moment, not just to silence some of the critics, but to just have this. Yeah, that's why I'm rooting for him. Because everything flipped when Mike Brown started to run this offense through Cat. And everything flipped when Karl Anthony Towns started playing defense. And that has all culminated in the job he's doing in these first two games. As the Knicks did something only the 93 Bulls and 95 Rockets were able to do, and that's when the first two games of the finals on the road. They would not have done that without Karl Anthony Towns. He is as big a reason as anybody as to why the Knicks are in the position they're in. And I would love to see him get this moment. Because by all accounts, he's a great guy. By all accounts, he's a team-oriented guy and a guy that wants to be a Knick and wanted to be a Knick and didn't want to go anywhere. And I think the reason why Karl Anthony Towns struggled early this year or wasn't the offensive force that we have known him to be was because of Giannis, was because of the trade talks, the rumors, everything that was surrounding this franchise, in particular, Karl Anthony Towns. Which was unfair to him, but that's the nature of the NBA. This type of stuff happens a lot. This type of stuff leaks a lot. This is what the league really lives on, which is this star player is unhappy, and he's going to go to this team, and he's going to join this star player. And it's unfortunate because the Knicks have done this the right way, and it's not about this star is unhappy. He's going to force a trade here, or this star is going to sign with this team and then he's going to have two stars join him, or they're going to lose all their games on purpose and hope a couple ping pong balls bounce their way and they're picking first overall. The Knicks did this the right way. And they're being rewarded for it. And by all accounts, Karl Anthony Towns does things the right way and he should be rewarded for it as well. But I believe that it was bothering him in the beginning of the year. I believe that all the Giannis rumors and the cloud of Giannis over this franchise got to him. It got to Cat. And once we were able to put that nonsense to bed, because it also came in a year where the expectations were through the roof. The feeling amongst, I'm sure, the team, the fans, the media was the Knicks are going to the finals this year. So just imagine you've been a part of this. You want to be a part of this. You feel like you could be a huge contributor to this. You were brought in to be that second star. The season just gets going, and you have this Giannis stuff. It's only human for that to bother you, as it would bother anybody. And I think it affected Cat's play on the court. But once the Giannis stuff went away, Cat was refocused, re-energized. He knew he was going to be a part of this team, a part of this run, a place he wants to be. And we have gotten the very best of Karl Anthony Towns. Really from the trade deadline on. And it has culminated in the finals in these two games. As he has been the best player on the court, both offensively and defensively. Like the combination of both ends of the floor, I believe Cat has been the best player. And you know they want to give it to Brunson, the MVP, because it's his team, he's the star. It's a nice cherry on top. You tie the bow on the present, and That's your 2026 season. That's your 2026 Knicks. They go out in style. Brunson wins the MVP. Even though the gatekeepers of the national media don't want to allow Brunson into their club as the face of the league, essentially, because that's what he's going to be. Now, they're going to want to get Wemby there as soon as humanly possible, but Brunson would have beaten Wemby, or Brunson's team would have beaten Wemby's team. They don't want him there, but they're not going to have a choice. In about a few days, Brunson is joining that club. But Karl Anthony Towns is equally responsible for the success of this basketball team. And credit Mike Brown for, you know, allegedly, reportedly listening to Karl Anthony Towns when he went into his office and said, hey, coach, team's got to run through me. Offense has got to run through me. I can put this team on my shoulders, and we're just going to be more effective offensively because of my ability to facilitate, my ability to knock down the three. You know, Karl Anthony Towns, he's an impossible guard. If you're tall, he brings you out to the three-point line. He could drain a three with the best of them for somebody his size. And he has just abused Wemby going to the basket and whoever they put on him. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is a man possessed right now. You could just tell how much this means to him and how much I think the Giannis stuff bothered him. So credit to him for, because he could have been lost even after the deadline and even after Giannis wasn't here. Cat could have been lost. He could have said, you know what? This team flirted with another player. They clearly don't want me. I'm clearly not a part of their future. There were thoughts and talks and rumors and all kinds of reporting that, hey, Mike Brown and Karl Anthony Towns don't get along. Cat doesn't know his role on this team. Cat's not going to be a part of the future of this team. It could have been easy for Cat to just check out and say, you know what? I'm going to make a business decision. Personally, business-wise, I'm offended. They don't want me. I don't want them. I'm out of here. And I'm just not going to give it my all. And the Knicks would have suffered mightily because they would not be here without him. And they would not be up 2-0 without him. And they wouldn't have had an opportunity in game one, a pivotal game one, to keep the momentum going, to keep the wave that they've been on going, to keep the run that they've had going. They would not have been in that position for Jalen Brunson to play hero, to be Mariano Rivera, to be that closer without Cat. Without his performance in game one on both ends of the floor. So that's a credit to him. And that's why I'm rooting for him. Because Jalen is the king. Jalen's legend and legacy and stance in the lore and history of New York sports is going to be etched in stone by the end of this week. And I think it would be nice if Cat had his moment and got his flowers and his recognition for his contributions, not only in this series, but his overall body of work with the Knicks. That'd be great. And that's something that I would love to see. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll take those calls for the next hour and a half. Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. But coming up, I will explain to you why we love Josh Hart so much and why Josh Hart gets it. That is coming up, plus your calls at 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night, taking you up to 5 a.m. The warm-up show comes your way at that time here on The Fan.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
325 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. I'm going to play some Josh Hart audio for you just coming up in a second here, and why, you know, Josh Hart just gets it, and why I love Josh Hart. And just not only everything he does on a basketball court. You know, Josh Hart can have 3 points like he did in game one and completely dominate a game with, you know, 15, 16 rebounds, six steals, a block shot. Just does all the little things, all the dirty work to help this team win. And he is 1/5 of the reason why the Knicks have the best starting five in the sport. So we'll get to that in just 1 second here. And also, you would think we're at the point right now where social media wouldn't be so gullible, but every day I feel like people just fall for like fake stuff on the internet, including Jalen Brunson talking about Donald Trump. I think it's like how his values embody New York City, and everybody just takes the... It's like, I know people are just waiting, especially on social media, they just see some like red meat and they want to jump all over. And it's like every day people fall for this stuff to the point where if you go into your little microscope there on Twitter, it'll just say, people fell for fake tweet. And then it's just blah, 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 blah after that. It just fascinates me because everybody just wants to get right into the pool. They want to jump right in. But yes, Donald Trump, President Trump will be at the game later today, which means a couple things. There should be a lot of traffic today. There will be heightened security and extra security going into Madison Square Garden. So if you are fortunate enough to be at Game 3, arrive early if you can. I mean, the game's at 8:40. So even if you're working on 5 or 6, that should give you ample opportunity to get some dinner, go get a cold beverage or so, and head over to Madison Square Garden in plenty of time, but give yourself plenty of time because you don't want to miss any of the festivities. You know, this is going to be an emotional night at Madison Square Garden. This is the first finals game at MSG in 27 years. Team is up 2-0, looking to take a 3-0 series lead. From the anthem, the introductions, everything that is going to go into this presentation on the floor of the Cathedral of Basketball, and the Cathedral of Sports, the greatest arena in the history of arenas, Madison Square Garden. If you are dropping all this money to go, and even if you can afford it, I would still think even if you could afford to go, and this isn't just you, hey, future Tommy will worry about it. Maxed out a couple credit cards. Yeah, when you pay like $10,000 for a ticket, do you Venmo that to someone? Do you just pay cash? I mean, that's some check to write. That's some credit card swipe. That's not a $20 Uber you're ordering. That's 10 G's. That's a lot of fajouls. That's a lot of boxes of ziti. But if you're going to drop that kind of money, whether you could afford it or not, I would think you'd want to get all your money's worth. And part of that investment, if you want to call it, or part of that purchase, probably a better word, is everything that goes into the pregame, the pomp and circumstances, and then the game on the court, which I think is going to be a Knicks victory. I think it's going to be a decisive victory, 10 points or more. That's kind of where my brain's at. And then game four will just be a total blowout in the Knicks' favor as they wrap this series up in four and they sweep. Now, quickly on the baseball, and then we'll get to the Josh Hart audio. As far as the Mets, you know, don't look now, but this team is 7-3 in their last 10. They have an over 500 record since May 1st. And as I've told you time and time again, chip away, chip away, chip away. Continue to play good baseball. Continue to play winning baseball. And good things will happen. And good things are happening right now for the Mets. Their final West Coast trip of the year. Could have been even better, but you still took 2 out of 3 over the Padres. And the Mets have now put themselves in a position, headed back home, where they are in position to get themselves back to 500 by chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Benj had a huge game, 5 hits, home run. He's been unbelievable. I do believe a star, a pillar in the making here. Ewing with the great catch in center field. You're getting to see the future of this outfield day in and day out. And you're starting to see the Mets play good baseball. And they've really been playing that for the last month or so. June will not be easy in terms of the schedule. It's really going to be the rubber meets the road type of month. But I think with the way they've been playing for the last 40 days, I expect them to hold their own here. You get Lindor back. You get a couple other pieces back. More confidence day in and day out for guys like Benj, guys like Ewing. And all of a sudden, you get that winning streak that I've been calling for all year. 6, 7, 8 wins in a row. And they are right back in the fold. They are right back in the mix. And they are right there with an opportunity to make a run. It's only June. They had a good May. Now have a good June. And put yourself in a position when we get to the 4th of July, when we get to the All-Star break, where they are in spitting distance, where they are in striking distance of a wild card spot. This isn't the 90s. This isn't where, hey, you got to win your division. There's a million paths. I don't care what the Braves record is. I'm not worried about the Braves right now. There are a million paths to get to October. Just get there and then anything can happen. We've seen that with this new postseason format. So chip away, chip away, chip away. Put yourself in a position where you can make a run. And as much of a hole as they've dug, they've been able to get themselves early June where they have played over 500 baseball for about 40 days. If they do that for the next 40 days, they will find themselves in a spot that could be very advantageous for them. And when you consider the competition that they're going to see over the next couple of weeks, if they handle that, and I believe they will, that's going to say a lot about this baseball team and the direction in which they're headed in. So I've been very happy with the way they played, certainly over the last 10 games, with a 7-3 record. And now they face the Cardinals, hoping to get some payback from earlier this year in a lot of close games in St. Louis. Mets were on the wrong side of most of them, but they have an opportunity now to get some revenge, just like they got on the Marlins, and then the first date with the Atlanta Braves, who are obviously the toast of the NL East and one of the toasts of the National League. Coming up in just 1 second, we'll play that Josh Hart audio for you, and it has to do with ticket prices for these games here at the Garden, and this is one of the reasons why Josh Hart gets it, and we will play that audio for you just coming up here in 1 sec. Now, as far as the Yankees, look, I was on the air when the Aaron Judge news broke. Aaron Judge is obviously an integral part of the team, and I think the way that it kind of played out for the Yankees and the way it played out as far as if this news came out early when he was day to day that he was going to miss a couple months, it would have been bad news. But the idea that there was season-ending surgery on the table. And it only ended up being a couple of months where he'll be reevaluated in 4 to 6. I would say temper your expectations. You get good news in 6 weeks. He's got to rehab. He's got to work his way back early to mid-August. I think that's a safe expectation of when you're going to see Judge. Look, all things considered, that's positive news. That's good news. And listen, the American League stinks. The Yankees are equipped to play great without Judge in the regular season against a weak American League schedule. And then you get a rested, revitalized, healthy Aaron Judge for the stretch run. That's all that matters. Same thing with Stanton. Same thing with Fried. Same thing with the star players that had a missed time. A Cole coming back off an injury. You want this group clicking at the right time. It's not about June. It's not about July. They're not a regular season team. Meaning, it all boils down to October. It all boils down to those moments for the Yankees. Just like the same thing with the Knicks. You know, the Knicks, it was about finals or bust. The Yankees, it's about World Series or bust. The American League is weak. The Eastern Conference is weak. And the Yankees are the best team in the American League. And there is no team in the American League that scares you. None. So I just like the Knicks, where, hey, got to get to the finals, got to get to the finals, got to get to the finals. For the Yankees, it's the World Series. So all things considered, this news from Aaron Judge that we found out late on Thursday, I was on the air when it broke. If that was the news a couple days earlier, where everybody figured day to day he might be back by the weekend or back in a week, it would have been devastating. But the idea that he was getting, you know, thoracic outlet syndrome and possible specialists were looking at all this and ruling that out and checking this out. The idea that Aaron Judge did not have to get season-ending surgery, I think, is obviously huge news. And the fact that it's only a couple of months is something that, and he's expected, Yankees put this out, he's expected to play this year again in the regular season. He's expected to be back. That was the best possible scenario when you consider what was also on the table. So good news there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So Josh Hart, you know, there's so many reasons why we love this guy. Not only for his play on the court, not only for his hustle, not only for the fact that he does all the little things, but because he just gets it. You know, Josh Hart speaks his mind. He's somebody that's got a lot of opinions. He's quite opinionated. Whether it's on his podcast with Jalen, whether it's meeting the media, whether it's on social media. You know, Josh Hart is never at a loss for words. Josh Hart will tell you what's on his mind. He'll tell you what's on his heart, so to speak. And obviously, one of the big topics here, now that this series shifts to Madison Square Garden, is these ticket prices. And how expensive these tickets are. Whether it's $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $15,000, $100,000. The prices are through the roof. They're astronomical. And yes, it's going to price a lot of the diehard Knicks fans out of that building. People that have waited decades for a chance to see their basketball team in the finals. People that have waited 50-plus years for what is going to take place Wednesday night, which is the Knicks winning a championship. So many people are not going to be fortunate to be inside that building because it's too expensive. Now, Josh Hart met the media on Sunday, and he addressed this. And we're going to play that audio for you now in just 1 second. But this is Josh Hart meeting the media today. And Josh Hart, you know, sounding like, you know, one of us. And sympathizing with those fans that are unable to be inside Madison Square Garden because the ticket prices are too expensive.
The environment, the atmosphere is going to be electric, obviously. And we're happy that we're at home and, you know, we have them at our back. I kind of wish the ticket prices weren't as crazy as they are. I feel like a lot of people who are been waiting for this moment for a very long time, you know, unfortunately aren't able to get into the building with, but you know, the cheapest ticket, $7,000-$8,000. So it's just, that's ridiculous. But you know, it should still be rocking. But obviously, we wish those were a little cheaper.
Yeah, look, Josh speaking, like I said, from the heart there, and he along with Jalen and these players, they understand the relationship with this basketball team, with this city. They understand the Knick fan, and that's why we love them, because they truly get it. You know, the bond that this group has with this fan base is remarkable. The bond that this group has with me and my fellow Knick fans is truly unbreakable. They understand this city. They understand the passion. They understand the drought and what it has meant to so many fans as far as heartbreak and pain and displeasure. And now, the opportunity to change all of that, to break this 50-plus year drought, that's what is going to happen this week. And yes, it is unfortunate that a lot of Knick fans can't afford to get in the building. I'd love to be there. But it's way too expensive. I know a lot of people would love to be there, but it's way too expensive. And I understand it. I'm not suggesting a lower the price. It is what it is. It's a massive event in New York City. It's the first time in 27 years. This is what happens in that building, the Cathedral of Basketball. It's just, it is what it is. But it's nice to hear from one of the players say that. Because Josh Hart is speaking for the fan that can't get in the building. You know, he's a common man in this sense, you know, speaking for the people and for those that wish they could be there but can't. Now, what I will say is it is what it is. The tickets are through the roof. As much as I'd love to be there, even though I have responsibilities on air, you get the idea. Even if I didn't have those responsibilities on air, I wouldn't be able to afford to get in. You could still find a way here to enjoy the heck out of this moment, whether it's at one of these awesome watch parties. Now, I know they're not having the one outside of Madison Square Garden. And that sucks, too. And I feel for anybody that was planning on doing it, anybody that has done it, and this was kind of their routine and their tradition to go outside of Madison Square Garden, watch on the big screen out there, to party and celebrate after the game, during the game, and just embody everything that is going on in this city, which is one prolonged celebration. So that sucks. I wish things could be different. I wish there could be the after party. I wish people could get in the building for some cheaper ticket prices. I feel like Josh Hart does. But it is what it is. And you can't allow that to damper your spirits or damper your moment. Because this is something that we've all been waiting for a very, very long time. 27 years in the making. 50-plus years in the making. And for some people like me, a lifetime waiting for this championship, waiting for this parade, and waiting for a Knick team like this. So I'm not going to allow it to damper my spirits or my time. So whether it's a watch party or, look, I get to be on the greatest radio station ever and be the first voice heard after Game 3 and Game 4. So, look, I get it. That's a unique opportunity that I am afforded and to be at the parade, all that stuff. Not everybody's in that position either, and I understand that. But whether it's a watch party, whether it's home with your folks, whatever the case may be, enjoy it. because what is about to happen this week is going to be very special. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer, another hour and change to take your calls. It's Knicks, 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 as Game 3 is at Madison Square Garden tonight. Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. Once again, the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, After Hours here on The Fan.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
350! Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Lugie evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But first, we'll get to those calls in just 1 second. But first, the Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Knicks became only the third team all time to win the first two games on the road in the NBA Finals. They joined the Bulls in 93 and the Rockets in 95. Both of those teams won multiple championships. So that kind of gives you a feel for what this Knicks team is doing right now and perhaps where this Knicks team is headed. Because if they win two more straight and two more in a row, which I feel they will, that's 15, and that ties the Golden State Warriors in 2017. Who are also a dynastic team. So, just something to keep in mind when you consider where the Knicks are and where they're headed. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Anthony in Bergen County. What's up, Tony?
This is Tom. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, what's happening, brother? What's going on?
I really appreciate your enthusiasm, man.
Thank you.
It is so much warranted. It has been so long. I'm in Long Beach Island this weekend for my wife's birthday.
Nice.
And I didn't realize I wouldn't get to game three, but definitely going to four when I get back. Watching the moon, I'm out here getting windburn. My son woke me up because I was snoring. He was complaining in the hotel room that I was snoring.
It's not like you're snoring on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I love when people are like, oh, you're snoring. And it's like, well, I didn't mean to snore. It's not like I put my setting to snore when I went to sleep. Now, I know some people, some of the activities they do would lead to snoring. But, like, I shared a hotel room with the great Eddie Scazzeri once. he snorts so loud it woke up the dead. I'm like, Eddie, I feel like I'm going to have to perform an exorcism here the way you're snoring. We actually recorded it and played it on Boomer and Carton because it was so loud. Al Dukes probably still has the recording of that. But yeah, it was phenomenal. So I understand where your son's coming from.
My daughter did that.
Just to play it back for you. Daddy, this is what you sound like when you're snoring. You could chop trees down with that.
But I went to bed early because I needed to rest up for tonight.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, mm-hmm. And down here, down at Shabbatum, and can't wait. And I caught up to Odyssey on yours before I called in. So mm-hmm. I hear you. The positivity is amazing, though, and we need it, and the city needs it. We're dying for it. Real quick, you're talking about the parade. So a couple points, but the parade-wise, right? Everyone's talking about 3 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 1996, lucky enough, I was a senior in college, able to all the games, went through 96 through 2000.
Yeah.
96 parade, right? Yep. It was three million. I haven't checked Grok or Claude or anything right now, yet, but there was 3 million people there. It was insane. Right? 2009, I take one of my twin sons, I think he's 5 or 6, had a birthday party to go to afterwards. We go, about 3 million, I think, around then, too, maybe 2.5,
mm-hmm.
We're going through Seahawks Junction, right? And good luck with the World Cup. And we were in the front of the car and get pushed off by the crowd, right? By the herd. And I caught him by the Yankee, I think he was 6 or 7 years old, caught him by his Yankee jersey before he fell into the gap. And so if that was 3 million, my God, it all worked out well. If that was 3 million, this is going to be 5 million.
Yeah, look, I probably was on the low end of that. I said 3 million, and I appreciate the call. I expect it to be bare minimum then 3 million. We've already heard from some people that are traveling into the city this week from out of state. We know there are Knick fans everywhere, whether there are New Yorkers everywhere. There are transplants, whether it's in Florida, whether it's in Arizona, whether it's California, all across the country and really all across the world. And this is one of those situations where, you know, whether it was 94 with the Rangers or in the mid-90s with the Yankees or the parade that the Cubs had, a parade that they would have if the Bills ever win a Super Bowl. You know, these are the type of franchises and the type of situations that are going to draw massive amounts of people. Now, I expect the parade to be Friday. I suppose weather permitting. You know, I already looked ahead, 92 degrees, and it's fitting. You know, everybody loves the 90s Knicks. The day of the parade would be in the 90s. But if it's too dicey and there's storms in the forecast, I could see the city being like, you know what, let's just do it Monday. But either way, we're looking at a parade later in the week or early next week. And yes, we're talking about a parade. I'm cocky. I'm confident. It's going to happen. I expect the sweep. I predicted this series would be over in 5. But after game 1, I was on the air and I told you it would be over in 4 after what I saw in game 1. And until I see the Knicks lose, I don't expect them to lose. Until I see the zeros across the board and the opponent of the Knicks have more points than the Knicks, I don't see them losing. I have to see it to believe it. They haven't lost a game since night 1 of the NFL draft. They haven't lost a game since April. We're going on nearly 2 months since they've lost. Whether it's offensively or defensively, they have been the best team in the sport for 2 months. They just won 2 on the road. And even when they don't have their A-plus game, and even when they don't execute perfectly down the stretch, like in game 2, they get some breaks. Wemby not focused, Castle not paying attention, Wemby misses a jump shot, and the Knicks have now survived 2 buzzer beaters, one from Merrill and the Cavs, and one from Wemby here in the finals. If this was last year, probably both of them went in. But you know what? When you have this, and the Knicks are getting stronger with each win, when you have this type of wave, when you have this type of momentum, when you are on this type of magic carpet ride, when the script says Knicks are winning, and it's a movie, and it's Hollywood, or in this case, Broadway, and you have Lady Luck also on your side, and the way they're playing basketball, which is just as connected as you could possibly be, whether it's the passing, whether it's really, it's just one heartbeat, nothing is going to stop them. Nothing. And for those that don't want to hear the word parade or broom or sweep or championship or chip, what I would ask you is, okay, you don't want to hear that. Well, then answer this question. You see this team losing 4 out of 5 games? Good luck beating them once. I don't care if they're down 10, 20, 30, 50. You're going to have to drive the stake through their heart just to beat them once, let alone 4 times. Not happening. Not this year. This is their year. This is their moment. And all the stars have aligned, and this team's confidence level has grown with each victory. And that's why they are in a position to do what they've done the previous two series, and that is sweep their opponent. And that would make it 15 in a row, which is history, tying the Warriors for most victories ever in a row on their way to a championship. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Final hour coming up here on After Hours. It'll be all Knicks as we lead up to Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. The first in 27 years at the Cathedral of Basketball. It is After Hours. It is Luke in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.